Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So George Michael just died a few days ago and everybody's talking about it, so I figured I'd weigh in on this. First of all, George Michael's burning in hell right now. He was a very wicked, God-hating, sodomite reprobate, and he's getting the punishment that he deserves right now. It's been pretty sad to even see Christians, in some cases, saying, oh, we lost another great celebrity, you know, rest in peace, and all this kind of garbage. You know, clearly, George Michael hated the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was a sodomite reprobate. But not only that, he provides a great example of what sodomites are actually like, okay? He was found out to be a sodomite, for those who weren't smart enough to just look at him in the 80s and see right away that the guy was, you know, a total faggot. But, you know, in 1998, he was discovered to be a sodomite because he was arrested in a Beverly Hills restroom where he basically solicited sex from an undercover cop. Okay. Because what these sodomites do is not what you see on TV where it's wholesome and they just want to get married and be normal. You know, what they actually do is they troll for anonymous sex in places like public restrooms. And, you know, that's why George Michael was busted on three different occasions in three different cities, LA, London, New York, I believe. He was busted for, you know, having you-know-what with strangers in a men's room, okay? So that's how he was busted. And that just shines the light on the sodomite lifestyle for you. There's a reason why, according to AIDS.gov, in the AIDS 101 section, they're 50 times more likely to get AIDS than your average person. And by the way, that's why George Michael died at an age of 53 years old, when the normal life expectancy in the United States for a man is 76. Because of the fact that on average, the sodomite death style shaves about 20 years off of your life expectancy. So it makes sense that he died, you know, 23 years prematurely. But not only is George Michael a perfect example of a wicked, God-hating sodomite, the fact that he died 20-some years early, the fact that he's constantly getting busted in public restrooms, committing filthy acts with strangers, but also, if you just look at the lyrics to one of his most famous songs, one of his biggest hits, you can just totally tell that this is written by a pedophile, okay? Listen to the lyrics from his song, Father Figure. That's all you wanted, something special, someone sacred in your life, just for one moment to be warm and naked at my side. I will be your father figure, oh baby, put your tiny hand in mine. I'd love to be your preacher, teacher, be your daddy, anything you have in mind. It would make me, I'll be your father figure, very happy. I've had enough of crime. I'll be the one who loves you till the end of time. That's all I wanted, but sometimes love can be mistaken for a crime. Yeah, I guess love is mistaken for a crime when you're a pedophile, you know, when you want someone to put their tiny hand in yours and you want to be their father figure, preacher, teacher, daddy. You know, it's clearly written by a sick pervert. Because that's what these homosexuals are. They're a bunch of pedophiles. And you can look at the death style of homosexuality all the way back to ancient Greece and through the Roman Empire, all the way up until now, present day, these people are pedophiles. They are depicted in the Bible as violent predators, not as just nice, kind people who just happen to be attracted to the same gender. No, they go after strange flesh. They're having anonymous encounters in dirty public restrooms. That's what's really going on with this death style. You need to quit being brainwashed by the media and read Romans 1, read Genesis 19, read Judges 19, read 2 Peter chapter 2, read the book of Jude, and get a biblical perspective on the sodomites and quit mourning the death of this filthy pervert. Okay? He's rotting in hell right now for being a God-hating homosexual reprobate.